Welcome to the Inspire Eugene podcast. Each week, we showcase individuals with heartfelt and powerful messages to encourage you to take those first steps to unlock your very best work. Are you ready to get inspired? Here's your host, Brad McKinney.
Welcome to this episode of Inspire Eugene. I am Brad McKinney and I have an awesome guest for you today, Dr. Elizabeth Sassy. She is the sassiest dentist in Springfield, and I met her at Springfield Greeters. So I know I bring a lot of folks on from the greeters in the area because, well, they are the movers and the shakers. So welcome to the show, Elizabeth. I'm glad to have you on, and how are you today?
Thanks. I'm glad to be on as well. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well. Nice sunny day today. if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your business.
Sure. Well, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I grew up there. I went to college in Minnesota and then went on to dental school at the University of Iowa. I graduated there in 2012 and worked in Iowa for about a year. And I really just had enough of that snow and ice and wanted to come out to the beautiful Pacific Northwest. So
nice.
I certainly made the right decision. That's about it.
Perfect. So we'll get into the story about why you became a dentist here in just a second. But I like to kick off every show with a quote or a mantra that most inspires you.
Sure. No, I think the mantra that I use the most is, life doesn't get easier, but you do get better at it.
Very cool. That is a great analogy of life, really, because it seems like there are those mountains that we climb, but as we get fitter through our life, those mountains seem to get easier to overcome. So,
perfect. Right, yeah.
So when it comes to being a dentist, what made you want to be a dentist?
Well, for most of my growing up, I really thought I wanted to be a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I said that to my dentist, he asked me why I didn't want to be a dentist. So once I got into college, I sort of asked myself that question, and I looked at what being a dentist is like and did a little job shadowing, and you know, one of the things that I love to do the most in my free time is work with my hands and do crafts and make art and especially the really teeny tiny stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I started working in a dentistry, I realized that a dentist is a healthcare professional who does really teeny tiny stuff with their hands all day long. And it at least attracted me enough to really look into it. And once I looked into it, it just seemed like the perfect fit for me, and it's certainly the case.
Awesome. Well, that's a great reason. I know a lot of times when we look at what we're going to be when we grow up, right, it kind of comes mm-hmm. back to the things that we like to do. And I'm a closet crafter myself.
Uh-huh.
My mom, when we were growing up, we did the assembly line crafts, right, for Christmas, where we wanted to get all the Christmas presents together. So she employed my brother and I for very little pay. Mostly it was dinner, but she would have us glue the noses on the reindeer or whatever it is we were making that year.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
And that kind of spurred into, like, later in life, my wife comes to me with those pictures on Pinterest now and says, hey, can you make uh-huh. this for me? And I'm like, yeah, I think maybe. And then, you know, we give it a shot.
Yep,
and sometimes
yep.
it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But I feel your pull towards crafts and using your hands. I like being creative like that as well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of creativity involved in dentistry as well when it mm-hmm. comes to treatment planning, which is one of my favorite things to do. Because, you know, diagnosis takes skill, and once you've learned those skills, most things are pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But what to do once you have a diagnosis is what I think is most exciting, because that has to do with the person that the patient's desires and, you know, knowing all the different options and how that might work out for this particular individual.
Mm-hmm.
So I like employing all that creativity in many of the things I do.
Awesome. So you, you were probably one of the most feared, healthcare professionals, I would imagine. I think there's a lot of people in the world that are afraid
sure.
to go to the dentist.
Absolutely.
So is there a process you have that maybe helps people overcome being afraid to go to the dentist?
Sure. I think the number one key to helping people not be so nervous is to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll have a person sit down and I can tell when they're nervous, and I'll say, well, what's making you nervous? And they'll say, well, I just don't like being here. I try to tease that apart. Is it the noise that's a bother to you? Is it the injection you're afraid of? I can help with any one of those things. And when somebody really expresses what they're afraid of, we can try to make that a more pleasant experience.
It's awesome. I know I was afraid of the dentist for the longest time, and I found a dentist when I was younger that was a lot more gentle. But I think it is the sound of that drill. I mean, I think if somebody could change that sound, I think everyone's experience of the dentist would be a lot better.
That's just my own opinion.
So what do you think the biggest mistake people make when it comes to caring for their teeth?
You know, I think really what it is neglecting the maintenance aspect. The two biggest risk factors for developing a cavity are your diet and your oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And the two biggest risk factors for developing gum disease or periodontitis are smoking and oral hygiene. So that hygiene part is really the common denominator in almost every oral problem we see.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that hygiene is made up of two parts. It's the cleaning that you do at home, brushing in the morning and flossing and brushing at night. And then it's also the maintenance visits you go in for your regular cleanings. So we have the professional side and the day-to-day side. And I think if you have those two things taken care of, most people experience very few dental problems.
Awesome. I'm terrible at flossing.
I know I have
to do it, but is there a trick that you've heard that helps people floss more frequently? Like just a time of day that they should do it that fits more easily into their lives?
Well, you know, I think, I have a terrible time flossing myself. It's just a hard thing to get in the habit of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, what I found most effective for me is, to keep floss everywhere for one thing. And not just to floss in front of the mirror. So I found most, easiest for me is to keep floss in my shower. Cause I take a shower every day and I'm already in there and I think, hey, there's the floss. Some people find success having it in the cup holder in their car and then they floss at the red light or, at their desk at work. It doesn't have to be, with your brushing. I think people get a little locked into that. And really, anything that you're using to get in between your teeth, if you're using those floss picks or these little interproximal brushes or soft picks, doing something is way better than doing nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to find those little plastic guys. And if I can just keep enough of those plastic the ones with the little piece of floss, it looks like a wrench of some sort, but has a piece of floss between it. I find those are a lot easier for me. Because I can keep them around.
Yeah, I think a lot of people... I hear that a lot. There are a lot of people who really like those, and I think it's a convenient little thing. I keep a couple of those in my purse just in case I have something get stuck in my teeth at lunch.
Absolutely. So I know running a business and starting a business or a practice for dentistry is probably a lot like my photography business, going out and getting clients and things like that. What's been the hardest part about growing your practice?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges that I've had to face in my career is the fact that I've had very little business education.
Mm-hmm.
In dental school, they teach you all about teeth, and they do a really, really good job at it, and really not very much at all about running a business.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to learn a lot of things on the fly in the last few years. So it's important as a dentist, I think, that you get out and you learn those things for yourself, because if you just kind of let things be, you're not really going to get very far in your practice.
Absolutely. So that means that proactive approach. I mean, learning the different aspects of business to be able to apply. I know I've been in that's a similar situation when I started a business in my early 20s was I knew nothing about business. So having to learn the bookkeeping side and the money management side and the insurance and everything that you need to take care of to actually be a functioning, prosperous business was very kind of learn as I go, but some of those learn as I go because I didn't take the time to learn it prior kind of bit me a little bit, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but the resources are out there, which I really appreciate.
Absolutely. Is there any particular resource that you found exceptionally helpful in learning about how to run a business?
I found that my business and personal contacts through different networks like Breeders and BNI, I'm part of a Business Networking International chapter as well, have just been invaluable, as well as just my boss, Dr. Terry Barstad, who owns the practice Smile Alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's had many years in business, and there's a really very supportive dental community in Wayne County.
Awesome.
Through the Wayne County Dental Society that I'm a part of. So all those contacts together, I feel like I can find an answer to whatever business question I need. I found that community to be so supportive here in Eugene. And no one's kind of out to get you or compete against you. It's about fostering us all together.
Awesome. Is there anything that particularly has you excited going forward in your practice?
Well, I'm excited about the future of dentistry. I just learned about a nasal spray. We went down to the our whole office went down to the ADA convention in October down in San Antonio, and we heard about a nasal spray coming on the market that will anesthetize the upper teeth without any needle. And
wow.
As soon as that comes out, I want it in my practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
It should be coming down the pipeline here in about a year or so. So I think we're always moving in dentistry, moving forward to do better and more exciting things. And I'm really excited to be doing this at this time in history. It's really, I think, a great time to be a dentist.
Absolutely. That would be a good marketing tool, having something where needle-free dentistry.
Oh, well, certainly, yes.
I would come for sure.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, we just got at our office a tool called the Dental Vibe, and it's a tool that will vibrate the tissue so quickly that it can't really feel the needle going in. So we've been excited to be trying that out and had a lot of good response from people saying that that's a kinder, gentler way to get anesthetized.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I'm deathly afraid of needles anyway, and I know this is going to go out to a lot of people, so I'm,
sure.
I'm coming out of the closet on my needle fear, I guess.
On
this
very
podcast.
Common.
You all have heard it first. Brad McKinney is afraid of needles. And I just, sticking a needle in my mouth, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. So if there's anything that can be done not to do that, I would be happy to come hang out with you and have you clean my teeth or fix my teeth. Because it's the needle that gets me not to want to go. So.
Oh, yeah. And as dentists have a lot of sympathy. When we were in school, we had to learn how to do local anesthesia, and who better than on each other?
Ooh.
So we have a day we call the poke-a-thon, and you sit together with two of your classmates and learn how to do all these anesthetics on each other. So we've been there. We know.
Oh, that's brutal. That is brutal.
Yeah.
That would be a...
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
Was it a weed-out process where there were a bunch of people like, no, I'm not doing it?
No, those people were weeded out far before then.
Yeah, I would imagine. So just a couple more questions here. I get a lot of inspiration from the things that I read. What has been the most inspirational book or piece of information that you've read?
Well, I think... This is going to sound a little weird, but, I'm a dentist. I'm kind of a nerd, okay? But I think the book that has most affected my life is called Surreal Numbers. by Donald Knuth. And it's the only, as far as I know, the only math textbook that's also a novel.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And, yeah, I took this a math class in college called Surreal Numbers, and it helped me understand how math and philosophy and science are all connected, and just that all of those things can work together. So my helped me kind of synthesize my passions for learning and science and the sort of cut and dry aspects of life, as well as art and creativity, and that those things don't have to be separate. I can really integrate those, which is quite a lot to take away from a math class.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a great book. One of my favorite books called The Game of Numbers, and it is more of a statistical book, because I guess I am a nerd as well. But I really enjoyed reading that book. So don't worry. There's a lot weirder books out there, I would imagine, than liking numbers and math. So
sure, yeah.
is there a resource in your business that you use to help you be more productive?
You know, I think. The thing that I lean on the most in my business is the education I received at the University of Iowa in the College of Dentistry. I think I just got a wonderful, well-rounded education in dentistry, especially on that treatment planning aspect, and through a really great group of professors. And I draw on them still. I'll call back and say, hey, remember me? I had a question about this or that, and I really needed to know. I remember something from your lecture. So I think that was really what I draw on the most on my day-to-day.
Awesome. You know, I wonder if in the medical community, if professors are called upon more than any others. Because I can't remember going back to any of the professors and asking them a business question. But I would imagine in the medical field, it's probably common practice, because a lot of those folks are doctors as well, or retired doctors, or medical
professionals. Absolutely, yeah. Way.
Interesting. So last
question. Yeah, almost all my professors are... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No.
Almost all my professors are practicing dentists. They practice at the school. And so it's really great for me, because there's always new things coming out on the market. Mm-hmm. Like I said, dentistry is advancing so fast. It's great to be able to call someone up and say, hey, is this a real thing? You know, do you believe in this? So I think it's a great thing.
Cool. Well, my last question is, if you were a superhero, what would be your superpower?
Well, you know, I think it's going to sound kind of corny, but I'd really love to have X-ray vision.
Awesome.
I just think it would make my job so much easier.
I was going to say, the practical application of what you do would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. If somebody wanted to come and ask you about your services or get dentist work done by you, how could they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, you could call us at either one of our offices. We do have one location in Springfield and one location in Eugene. Mm-hmm. So in Eugene, you could find us at 541-683-8396. In Springfield, 541-746-9552. And if you just wanted to look at a little bit more of our, about our practice and some of our services we offer, I also have a blog at our website. It's smilealive.com, and then to get to my blog, it's smilealive.com/blog.
Awesome. And everyone, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great and inspired day, and I really hope you go check out the sassiest dentist in Springfield.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's Inspire Eugene podcast interview. We are committed to bringing you great content each and every week. Please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and spread the word by sharing our page on Facebook. Have an inspired day, and we will see you next time.